Welcome to day 301. We are up to Perek Bey's Mishnah Yud Aleph. Now, previously we learned that if truma yeast falls into a batch of dough, even if there's plenty of other yeast in there already, if there's enough within the truma yeast to cause the dough to rise, the entire thing must be treated like truma. Well, let's say there isn't enough just within the truma yeast to cause it to rise. So says Mishnah Yud Aleph, Seor shel chulin vishel truma, shenaf l'soch isa. Imagine you have some regular yeast, chulin yeast, and some truma yeast that falls into a batch of dough, but loba zeka de l'chametz, but loba zeka de l'chametz, but there isn't enough yeast in each one on its own to cause the bread to rise. Meaning the chulin yeast won't be enough to cause it to rise on its own, and the truma yeast won't be enough to cause it to rise on its own, but it starved the chimtu, but the two yeasts combined and then did cause the dough to rise. So what do you do? What's the halacha? Do we treat the entire thing as just regular dough, or does the small amount of truma yeast, even though it wasn't enough to cause it to rise on its own, does that small amount of truma yeast make the entire thing truma? So says Rabbi Eliezer, Omer achar ha'acharon aniba. Whichever yeast fell in last, that's the status of the dough. So if the regular chulin yeast fell in last, meaning first there was truma yeast in there and it wasn't enough, and then regular yeast fell in, then the entire thing can be treated just like regular dough because the last thing to fall in was the regular yeast. If the last one was the truma yeast, then the entire thing needs to be treated like truma, because Rabbi Eliezer's logic seems to be that the last one was the one that combined with the previous yeast. That's the one that triggered the rising process, and therefore that's the one to which the rising is attributed to. So whichever one is the last one, that's the one, that's the status of the dough. The Chum Omrim, no, the Chum say, Bein Shenafel Isser Betchila, Bein, sorry, the page here, Bein Basof, whether the Truma fell in first or last, the Olam Eino Oser Atshie Bokadei Lechametz, it will never Aser, will never make the entire batch of dough Truma until there's enough Truma yeast on its own to make the dough rise. When we said previously that yeast is one of those things that never gets nullified, that is only true, the Chum are saying, if there's enough to cause it to rise. If there isn't, it doesn't matter when it fell in. First, second, it doesn't matter. It will not take on the status of truma. The dough is fine because there wasn't enough truma yeast to cause it to rise. This reminds me actually of machlokas in Sanhedrin, at the end of Ayin Ches, in which it's somewhat of a difficult, a morbid case. And unfortunately, we've seen cases like this in the world. But the case was that 10 people hit someone with 10 different strikes, 10 different blows, and the person eventually died from those 10 strikes. And the question is, all of the people, of course, are going to be obligated for damages, but who killed the person? Who would be chayev misa? 10 people hit the person, and then afterwards he died. So one of the opinions, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, I believe, said that if they hit them one after another, one person hit, and then the second person hit, and the third person hit, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says that it's the last person who'd be chayev misa, because that's the person that brought about the death. Meaning, even though each person until that point contributed to it, was only the last person that actually killed the person, so it was the last strike that killed him, and therefore the last person would be chayev misa. Whereas the Chachamim said in that case that no one is chayev the death penalty, because no one on their own, no individual hit on their own actually caused the death. It was the combination, so they're all chayev for damages, but no one is chayev for actually the murder of the person, because each one contributed to it. No one did it on their own. It reminds me of this case, whether it was the yeast at the very last bit that caused it, or do you need enough yeast on its own to cause the thing to rise? Anyway, that's just an aside. That is Mishnah Yud Aleph. And now, Mishnah Yud Beis is really going to be a support for the opinion of the Chachamim, but in an interesting way. It says Mishnah Yud Beis, Yo'ezer Ish HaBira, Yo'ezer from either the city of Bira, or perhaps it means that he was appointed over the Beis HaMikdash. But anyway, Yo'ezer Ha'imi Talmidei Beis Shammai, he was one of the students of Beis Shammai Va'amar, and he said, Sha'alti es Rabban Gamliel HaZaken, I asked Rabban Gamliel HaZaken, who was actually the grandson of Hillel, Omei B'Shar HaMizrach, who was standing in the eastern gate of the Beis HaMikdash, I asked Rabban Gamliel, Hillel's grandson, this same question, what's the halacha in this case? Two different yeasts fall in, but there isn't enough in each for it to cause it to rise. Va'amar. And Rabban Gamliel said, La'olam Eino Oser Ad She'e Bokadei L'chametz, the same thing the Chametz, that the Chachamim said, that the dough will not become aser, will not become truma, until there is enough truma yeast on its own to cause it to rise, which is what the Chachamim said in the last Mishnah. Some say that this seems to be a proof that the students of Beis Shammai actually accepted what Beis Hillel said. In the previous Mishnah, it was a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. The Chacham is the opinion of Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Eliezer is actually a student of Shammai. He said that it goes by whichever yeast fell in last. But this Mishnah seems to say that Yo'ezer, who is a student of Beis Shammai, actually asked the question, and it seems that adopted whatever the answer was of Rabban Gamliel HaZaken. It seems that even though Rabbi Eliezer, Beis Shammai, seemed to disagree with Beis Hillel in the last case, in this Mishnah it seems to show that the students of Beis Shammai eventually took on the view, asked Rav Gamliel, as a student and grandson of Hillel, what the halacha is, and seem to have adopted that halacha. That is Mishnah Yud Beis. We'll continue with Mishnah Yud Gimel tomorrow.